This is huge because the IRS, of course, is one of the larger federal agencies. It's the tail that wags the Treasury Department dog.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously is our chief money making operation. You know, Uncle Sam only has a few really money making operations. This is the big one, and you have a Congress that wants to cut the size of the IRS. At the same time, they're worrying about where we're going to get revenue, and it looks like Commissioner Doug Shulman has done Solomon-like work with this, and they've said they're going to offer some buyouts and some voluntary early retirements, and it'll be to a limited subset of people, positions that do not involve direct service or enforcement interactions with taxpayers. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to keep serving people because the IRS answers millions of questions every year
mm-hmm.
from taxpayers, and they've got to raise the money that's due the government legitimately. So this is a major deal because the IRS people, and Social Security employee people have been, there's this pent up demand. A lot of people are senior, they had the time. For whatever reason, they want to get out. Working for the IRS is stressful at the best of times. You know, they uncovered a plot recently, I believe, in Florida, where some homegrown lunatic fringe types were planning on attacking various government buildings, but focusing on the IRS. We had that attack of the guy who crashed an airplane into a private building housing IRS employees in Texas,
mm-hmm.
The Murrah building, a tragedy in Oklahoma City some years back. So this is very real. But, the IRS has said that they are going to be offering a limited number of early retirements and buyouts. Buyouts, might remind people, they're $25,000 before deductions.
Uh-huh.
After your deductions, your last TSP payment, Social Security, if any, your retirement contributions, state and local government taxes, it's more like $18,000 to $16,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I discussed, I think, earlier this week, just what's it worth to you. And the conventional wisdom is if you desperately need this money, if you desperately need $15,000 to $16,000 to, you know, pay off your credit card bills or whatnot, think about it, because once you get that, you don't have a job anymore.
You're done.
You're retired, and you may have a whole different set of problems. So it's like, you know, they say the people who qualify for loans shouldn't get them, and the people who don't qualify for them shouldn't take them if they get them. And so this is something that people should be very careful, and also be aware of the 5-year rule, and that is the rule which is sometimes waived with an early out, but that in most cases, in order to continue your health insurance into retirement, you need to have been in one of the FEHBP plans for the 5 years prior to retirement. Now, there is a provision to waive this in the case of early outs and buyouts, because the government is, in effect, asking you to leave. But be very careful. Check those two points. What are you going to do the next month after you've retired,
mm-hmm.
and what are you going to do for health insurance? Be sure you have that. If you don't, I think it would be a bad move.
I know how this feels, because I've been asked to leave any number of jobs.
Yes, right. That happened to me twice in my newspaper career. I was told to leave. Once I went out to get a job, it didn't work out well, so I avoided the bosses for a couple of weeks, and they forgot about it. So, just forget about it.